Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 33:11. Will I not walk in the footsteps of my predecessors? I will indeed use the ancient road, but if I find another route that is more direct and has fewer ups and downs, I will stake out that one. Those who advanced these doctrines before us are not our masters, but our guides. The truth lies open to all. It has not yet been taken over. Much is left also for those yet to come. I am often asked why on earth anyone would think that what people said 2 millennia ago is still valuable today. The short answer is because those people arrived at insights about human nature that still apply, since human nature itself hasn't changed. But the quote from Seneca that we are studying today is particularly interesting, because it makes the point that Stoicism is a live philosophy, not something set in stone. As he says, our predecessors, including, of course, Seneca himself, are not our masters, but rather our guides. I cannot simply quote what Zeno or Epictetus or Marcus Aurelius said and be done with that. Some of what they thought needs to be revised or even rejected if our understanding on that topic has, in the meantime, improved. The truth is indeed open to all, and it hasn't yet been settled. New generations discover new truths, and it is in accordance with Stoic philosophy to update our thinking accordingly. A good example is the Stoic treatment of women. For their time, they were advanced in that respect, with Zeno, Seneca, Musonius Rufus, and Epictetus all acknowledging that women are capable of learning philosophy and arguing that they should be taught accordingly. But none of our ancestors openly questioned the subordinate status of women in ancient Greek and Roman societies. And yet, to question such condition is a logical consequence of the practice of the Stoic virtue of justice. 2 millennia later, we know better, and as Stoics, we do not accept any discrimination or bias against women or any other group of people. We are all in the same cosmopolis, brothers and sisters, the world over. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon. Fit per meaning, of course.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.